For this Wednesday, January 22nd, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. North Posey girls basketball picked up a win last night at home over Princeton, 50-43. The Lady Vikings improved to 12-6 on the year. Their busy week continues with another game tomorrow evening at home against Tecumseh. Mount Vernon girls basketball lost at home last night to Memorial, 52-22. The Lady Wildcats are 0-17 on the season. Their next game is Saturday afternoon at Forest Park. There is a blood drive that is happening today at the Posey Community Center from 1:30 until 6 o'clock p.m. The Poseyville Community Center is located at 60 North Church Street in Poseyville. There are still spots available if you would like to sign up. Some news just outside of Posey County. American Airlines will soon be adding larger dual-class aircraft on its flights out of the Evansville Regional Airport to and from the Chicago O'Hare International Airport. According to the Evansville Regional Airport, starting on June 5th, the airline will operate Embraer 170 aircraft on all daily departing and arriving Chicago O'Hare International Airport flights at EVV. EVV says the E-170s feature 65 seats with 12 in first class and 53 in main cabin. Officials say upgrading to the larger E-170 aircraft to and from Chicago will provide travelers an additional 22,000 round-trip annual seats. The announcement follows the recent return of American's Chicago service to Evansville back in September of 2024, which helped the airline achieve its busiest single day and month at EVV on record for the year. City officials in Evansville have announced plans for a new playground with new safety surfacing at Garvin Park. The project will be funded as part of the $24 million Parks Bond passed late last year and is part of the Garvin Park Master Plan designed by Hafer and Associates. The city says the later phases of the plan are expected to include basketball courts, a new restroom building, and/or a new shelter. The playground was designed by the Department of Parks and Recreation in conjunction with Mid-States. Work is expected to begin on the project later this year. Coming up tonight in local college sports, Evansville men's basketball welcomes Illinois Chicago for a 7 o'clock game at Ford Center. The Purple Aces are trying to end a 3-game losing streak. UE is 6-13 overall and 3-5 in the Missouri Valley Conference. IU men's basketball is on the road at Northwestern tonight at 6 o'clock. The Hoosiers are looking for back-to-back wins as they currently sit at 14-5 and 5-3 in the Big Ten. Last night in men's college basketball, 11th-ranked Purdue stumbled at home against Ohio State 73-70. The Boilermakers led 41-20 at halftime and got outscored 45-29 in the second half. Trey Kaufman Wren had 26 points in the loss. Purdue's 7-game winning streak ended as they slipped to 15-5 on the year and 7-2 in the Big Ten. 25th-ranked Illinois hammered SMU on the road Tuesday night 98-73. The Cardinals have won 9 straight games as their record runs to 15-5 overall and 8-1 in the ACC. That wraps up your news and sports for this Wednesday, January 22nd. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.